Welcome to the audio introduction for The Art of Illusion. The Art of Illusion is written by Alexis Michalik, translated by Waleed Akhtar, and directed by Tom Jackson Greaves. Performances run until 28th of January, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45 p.m. and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45 p.m. The show is 1 hour and 40 minutes long with no interval. Access tickets are £10. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 020-7722-9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast for The Art of Illusion features Rina Fatania, Martin Haider, Beatrice Jones, Nora Lopez Holden, Brian Martin, and Kwaku Mills. In 1984, as the France vs. Yugoslavia match unfolds on TV, a man meets a woman in a Parisian cafe. He is returning the bag she lost on the metro, but he doesn't tell her he stole it. Instead, he tells her the story of Jean-Eugène Robert Houdin, watchmaker, inventor, and master magician of the 19th century. Together, they set out to find a vanished theatre beneath the bank vault on the Boulevard d'Italien, to break into a museum in the Trocadero, to uncover the mystery of the Mechanical Turk, to witness the birth of the kinetograph, and to delve ever deeper into the art of illusion. After entering through the studio door, the walls to either side of you are lined with turn-of-the-century style French theatre posters and adverts. You then enter the studio itself through a pair of silvery-purple curtains. Immediately to your left, there is a waist-height bookshelf containing props that will be used in the show. The stage is 5.65 metres deep and 8.6 metres wide and is flanked on three sides by seating banks. The central bank runs ahead of you along the right wall of the studio. The rest of this audio description will be told as if you are sitting on the central seating bank, facing the wider side of the stage, with the other two smaller seating banks to your left and right. The floor is made up of planks of warm brown coloured wood. In the middle of the stage is a black cylindrical platform, 30 centimetres high and 3.15 metres in diameter. Around the edge of the platform surface there are a series of footlights with their bulbs exposed. Between each of these lights, decorative felled shapes are painted on the platform surface in white. Each of the four walls of the space are completely covered by silvery purple velour curtains. Actors appear and disappear through these throughout the play. There are two hat stands, one at either end of the central seating bank. These have hats, costumes, umbrellas, and props on them that are collected and used throughout the production. On the right side of the stage is a small brown wooden stepladder and an old wooden chair. On the cylindrical platform, towards the back of the stage, is a round cafe table covered with a red and white gingham tablecloth with an ashtray placed atop it. Above the seating banks to your left and right are two balconies looking down on the space. They are populated by many old chairs, tables, lamps, plants, and other ornate-looking furniture stacked haphazardly on top and around each other. As the audience begin to seat themselves, the actors enter and wander around the space, fiddling with props, talking to one another and the odd audience member. All actors wear black tights, dark breeches, and white t-shirts with black waistcoats. Throughout the show, the actors are given different pieces of costume to denote a character that they play. Each actor plays multiple roles, and this is indicated by the costume, their voice, and their movements. At the end of this introduction, you will hear each actor introducing themselves and all the characters they play, along with which costume goes with which character and what their voice will sound like in that part. During the show, close-up magic is used, including disappearing handkerchiefs and handkerchiefs turning into a bird in a cage. Another stage illusion included is the zigzag girl illusion, akin to the more famous sawing a woman in half illusion. The actor Kwaku divides Nora into thirds in the guise of a magician and his assistant, only to have them emerge from the illusion at the end of the performance, completely unharmed. Scene changes are often announced by one of the characters, coupled with visual cues such as a bag with the year written on it or the cast grouping together to create a horse and cart, bouncing along in time and spinning umbrellas to mimic the wheels. These are accompanied by a loud whooshing sound effect. The time periods jump around through the play, but they are chronologically listed as follows with the characters who existed in that time. 1825 to 1828, Jean, the conjurer, Antonia, and the watchmaker. 1844, Jean, the watchmaker, Margot. 1871 onwards, Georges, Louis, Catherine. 1883 onward, Georges, Suzanne, Marius, William, Madame Gabrielle, Lucien. 1984, December, April, Gerard, Louise, Manuel.
My name is Rina Patania. I play many characters. My base costume is black velvet pedal pushers, white t-shirt, black vest, and some black stockings and black patent shiny shoes. I play Catherine, who wears a blue cotton period skirt with circular striped patterns at the bottom. Then I play a bookseller. She's from Liverpool, and she wears dead, really nice red shiny shoes, patent shiny shoes, very high heels that make a clip-clop sound, and a red cape. Antonia, I play Antonia, and she wears a dark maroon scarf with the pretty colours and flower prints, and I wear this as a headscarf. Sometimes it is draped around my shoulders. Margot, I wear silk blue, white, very flowy nightgown. Louise wears pink glasses, a big 1980s frame.
Hello, my name's Martin Hyder. I play the watchmaker in The Art of Illusion, who's a slightly mysterious character who moves between different times in history, and he's the sort of general narrator of the play, and most of the time he talks in the voice that I'm speaking in now, but sometimes he assumes other characters, one of whom is Signor Torini, who is an Italian conjurer, and he talks a little bit like this. Sometimes he slips into actual Italian. One of the other characters who the watchmaker assumes is called the antique dealer, and he talks a bit like this. He runs an antique shop, which you're very welcome to have a look round. And then I also play the grandfather at the end of the show. And most of the time, the watchmaker is wearing a long tailcoat. But when he's playing Signor Torini, the Italian conjurer, he's wearing a very long, beautiful red robe. But as I say, most of the time, I'm just wearing a tailcoat along with a waistcoat and the pantaloons and stockings that we all wear. So, hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, my name is Beatrice Jones. I play April, Marius, and the customer. My base costume is a white t-shirt with a black waistcoat, and then some black velvet pantaloons with tights underneath that. For my April costume, I wear a denim jacket over the base costume. For Marius, and this is the voice I do for Marius, I wear a kind of caretaker's coat, brown caretaker's coat over the top. And for the customer, I wear a big hat and carry some shoes. And this is the voice I do for the customer. Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Nora Lopez Holden. And I am playing George Melies. And I am wearing the base costume, which is 3/4 length velvet trousers, a white shirt, and a black waistcoat, and some shiny shoes, and then some boots, because George's family make boots, so I've got my boots on. And then I also play Manuel, who is a Portuguese football supporter. And that is the same costume, except with a Portugal football scarf around my neck. And then right at the end, I also play the security guard in the museum, which again is the same base costume, except I've got a security hat on, and that's the only difference. And that's me.
Hello, my name is Brian, and I play three characters in The Art of Illusion. For my base costume, we're all wearing the same thing, so I'm sure that you've heard that from others so far. We have a white t-shirt, a waistcoat, velvet pantaloons, stockings, and very shiny black shoes. We all look like magician's apprentices. For my first main character, I play December, who has a bright white, blue, and pink windbreaker. It's very 1980s. I have a cross around my neck and a Casio wristwatch. And for December, I sound like this, which is my normal accent from Dublin. I also play Master William Higgins, but you can call me Willie. Everyone calls me Willie. And I simply wear a bowler hat. And for my final character, I play Lucien de Moirois, who works for the French government. And he walks with a very loud cane. And that's it for his costume. Thank you so much for coming to support the show, and I hope you have a lovely evening.
Hello, my name's Kwaku Mills. I'm part of the Art of Illusion company. So at the start of the play, I'm dressed in a white shirt. I have a black waistcoat. I have black trousers, black stockings, and black, very shiny shoes. The first character that I play is called Louis. Louis talks like this. He's quite strict. He wears a waistcoat with lots of flowers on it. And the next character I play is Jean. He's quite nervous, and he talks like this, and he wears glasses, some old-fashioned spectacles from the 19th century. And after that, I play Gerard. Gerard speaks like this. So, yeah, he's got a brown jacket that he wears. Yeah, he's quite a simple costume. And my final character is Suzanne. Suzanne wears a green skirt with black design around it.